Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. Hello. Oh, Lord, child. Now, y'all know we have been through a journey for the past, I don't know how long, but yes. It has been very tumultuous somewhat, and we've been having some issues to be dealing with. Yes, we have. I know I have, you know, but thank God I got some people that work with me, honey, that see that when there's a problem, they can figure out a way to try to pick it back up, child, and they still came through to y'all last weekend. Yes, they did. So I must say, amen to working with Miss Mahogany and Miss Kiki, because that's what they do, honey. They know how to pick up a ball and run with it. And speaking of which, child, I'm joined with them this morning. Miss Kiki, how you doing, hon?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely okay. Yes, I am. A bit groggy, as you can hear it in my voice probably, but yes, it's there. And also joining us this morning, our other lovely co-host, Miss Mahogany. Good morning, Mahogany.
Good morning, Raji Love. Good morning, Kiki.
How are you?
Sleepy as fuck.
Ooh, no ma'am, no ma'am. Still feeling round over from yesterday? Well, last night. Yes, yes. Let us just do a quick little catch up, honey. Yes, Miss Kiki is in Atlanta with us this weekend, honey, celebrating the second end to her birthday, dear. Yeah, birthday week.
Yeah.
And so we had us a nice little day yesterday. Yes, we did. And I did not actually end the way I thought it was going to end. But, you know, we had a nice time nonetheless. At least I did. Okay, I can't speak for y'all. But I had a nice time. I was like, yes, well, I was with my girls, and we was having a ball time. So, yeah. So how did you enjoy the day?
I thought I had a lovely time. But, you know, in my older age, I can't hang late like I used to. I have to get a late start and then go at it running. You know what I'm saying? Now, back in the day, Mahogany wasn't that nice. You know, she'd do a couple of shows and then go out and stay up all night and all day and stuff, you know.
Okay, and this is what's happening now. That's what she heard. That's what she said. What's happening now? That's what I heard.
What's happening now? She tired as hell.
Ooh.
She tired as hell. And her feet hurt.
Full foggy things that to just happen. Child, your knees start going down, the feet start hurting. Child,
yeah.
Like, you just can't do it like
this. They were swole, girl. Okay, they were swole, girl. To put these feet up, girl, they were barking.
Started, because we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Yes, we is, but we're going to get this day started like we normally would with some good old-fashioned, downright celebratory birthday wishes. That's what we're going to do, child. Because now y'all know I'm not going to even pretend like I'm about to go back in time for the past week or whatnot, child, and start wishing happy birthday, because I'm like, okay, yes, you know, they only have them for the week on Facebook, so I don't know whose birthdays I've missed. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. So I'm going to just, you know, start anew, start fresh, and just start from today. Because that's what I can do. That's all I can do. Everybody else, y'all know y'all birthdays. Y'all know we love y'all. Happy birthday anyway, belatedly. That's all I can tell y'all. But, you know, what I will say is today is my cousin, Rochelle Bryant's birthday. Yes. And I have to specify that she's my cousin because I also have a sister-in-law by the name of Rochelle Bryant. Yes, yes, it became a little bit confusing for a minute there, but then I realized that my sister-in-law, I don't even think she even knows what Facebook much. No, she knows what Facebook is. She just don't have it. That's what I think. Yeah. Bless her heart. But, yes, my cousin's birthday today, child. It's like she is turning the ripe old age of 37 years old, honey. Yes, she is. Girl. You got 3 more years before you get a part of that old lordy, lordy crowd. Yes, ma'am. I don't know what you're going to do when you actually get to that point, but you know what? I know what I did, child, and that's, you know, I ain't going to rehash it, child, because, yeah, it's just going to put me in another space and time. But, yes, but moving right along, my cousin, Mr. Ryan Holloman, is coming up on June 14th. Yes, see, I was about to jump ahead a week, see? June 14th, which is Tuesday, he is turning 30 years old. Like, wow, bless your heart. I didn't realize he was still that young. I guess thinking about it, yeah, he is still that young, 30 years old. Wow, bless your heart. His birthday is followed by another cousin of mine, which is Wednesday, June 15th. I don't think I've ever realized that their birthday was only a day apart, but Mr. Brandon Weber, yes. Now, I know he's a part of that 30 and over crowd, but he's almost a part of that 40 and over crowd, but he's not quite as old as I am yet. I think I still got him about a year or two, maybe three, maybe. Don't remember yet. But you're getting there, Brandon. You're going to be there soon enough. Yes, you will. Just know. And followed by Miss Fancy Pants herself, my friend from a cousin, but yeah, she's still my friend too. Miss Michelle, bless her heart. Her birthday is coming up Friday, June 17th. Yes. Blessed be the ties that bind. Yes, am. And those are my birthday wishes for the week. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday.
Ooh, yes, ma'am. Now, Miss Kiki, now I know you're down getting yourself some good old-fashioned breakfast going on, honey. And I don't know if you even had the time to get yourself together with some birthday wishes.
Yes.
But did you gather them?
Yes, I just had them 2 seconds ago. You ready?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, you do it then.
I shall. Happy birthday to this young man my mama used to call her son long years ago. Because he has the same last name as she has. And his name is Sean Foshay. Happy birthday, Sean Foshay. You turned 42 years old.
What?
Yes.
Damn, that's me. Am I right?
Next, look like we all have all our helicopter crew up in the building because we also have Miss Tarana Lackey Stevens. She turns 41 today. Happy birthday, Tarana.
All right, now.
Also, well, no, not today. Tomorrow, I have Raymond Smith. He turns 37. Also, tomorrow, I have Monica Taylor. Her birthday is tomorrow. She doesn't have her birthday, and she's lucky because I would have called her out. Tuesday, I have Sean Lewis. Wednesday, I have Melissa. I know as Melissa Greco. She got married, and her name is Gallagher. So happy birthday, Melissa. Also, June 17th, on Friday, I have Tasha Grant. She turns 34. Happy birthday, Tasha. And on Saturday, I have Duchess's birthday. And Duchess on June 18th turns 30. And that's my birthday wishes for the week.
All right, now, happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday.
Miss Mahogany, honey, do you have any birthday wishes you'd like to give out this week, dear?
Unfortunately, no. I won't have one until about 2 weeks from now.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Bless your heart. Well, then, in speaking of 2 weeks from now, y'all, the days have come for them to lip sync for their life. Missed out. No, we are going to be doing that switch up finally, honey. Now, I know y'all heard me talk about it before, and you know y'all have heard me speak through my journey of trying to get myself a full-time position locked in. A Monday through Friday position. Now, officially, it still has not gotten completely locked, stocked, and sealed, as they might say, I think they say. But I have been told that, yes, I will be there for a while. And so what I will be doing now is taking that position at the hotel, honey. And taking off one of those days, and now officially we can actually put this show back to where she was, honey, and that is Friday. No, sorry, not Friday. No, man. See, I just got that money through Friday in my head, and it just got stuck, yes. But no, Saturday and Sunday. Grande, dear. Yes, am. And this is in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Love and Life will be coming to you Saturday morning at 9 a.m. my time, 8 a.m. y'all time, and Sunday morning, we're going to be doing the same thing. Yes, am. Yes, am.
Yay.
Yes, yes, yes. It's been a long time coming. It's been a long time coming. But, dear God, it's here. It's here. And I can't wait, child, because y'all know I have been trying to get off a Saturday morning, child, from this hotel since Thelma was about to marry eBay, dear. Yes, ma'am. So just know that it's going to be a change of coming, child. And it's like, yes, but I must apologize for all of you all who have been truly following us and listening to our show and, you know, coming through and basically saying that, you know what, what's going on, what's going on. We have been having some. Yes, we have, and I must give y'all a little brief explanation. I have been having some issues with my internet, which is why I have not been on for the past weekend, because I was not able to get on, and I have been having some battles going back and forth between Comcast and myself. Xfinity, this is brand new, supposed to be technology, child. Now, I don't want to talk about it too much, because the bitch might just cut out on me now, but I just wanted to let y'all know that that is the reason why it's been so tumultuous weekend, dealing with, you know, the system. And it's like, you know what, when you have no other people to go to get some reliable service, because it is what it is. These new boxes that they're coming out with Xfinity, chat, I swear to you, they must be in conjunction with Sprint or something, because you know how I feel about Sprint. But it's like, I don't know what the deal is. And so I had to go through, get me some new boxes, chat. I even had to go out and get me a cell phone turned on, just so I can have some doggone, you know, calling ability to people. So yeah, it's been a rough little situation, but hopefully, you know, by the grace of God, we are here, and we ain't going nowhere no time soon. That's what I'm hoping. You know, that's always my prayer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, I don't know what else to put about it, but I'm just going to leave it at that, child. But y'all stick with us, and it is going to get better. That's what I say. It always gets better.
Yes, yes.
Now, you know, we've already, you know, started up the show with Life, yes, honey. But, child, I have a very, 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 very somber thing that just happened literally yesterday that I just came across this morning. And I want to speak on it because, now, y'all know that I have been a fan. Now, all of those who know me know I love me some good singing and know I love me some good singing competitions, you know, and just watching it on TV. So I'm a very big fan of The Voice. Yes, I am. And it turns out that a young voice contestant, she was in the, I think, the finals on season 8, I believe it was. Well, the 2014 year. And that just happens to be the year that I did not actually watch The Voice. That was the year that Usher was on there. And I was like, I don't know why I didn't watch it. It wasn't because I had an issue with watching it, but I just didn't watch it. And I missed the season, but this particular young lady, her name is Christina Grimmie, honey.
It is breaking news.
See, there it is,
Christina Grimmie.
And they're talking about it, and I was trying to mute it, but then it just started playing, child, all on its own. But, yes, she was actually shot and killed after giving the concert. Bless her heart.
Oh, my God.
Yes, honey. She's 22 years old, I'm sorry. But there was a gunman that was from St. Petersburg, basically, because they've actually identified the guy because he shot and killed himself after he shot and killed her.
Oh.
He went to her concert, apparently, or just waited for her outside of the concert while she was actually signing autographs. And he just shot the little girl, bless her heart. And the girl's brother, who was there, happening to be there also, I don't know if he was there on behalf of being her bodyguard or whatnot, but you know how, you know, that stuff kind of happens. But her brother was there. He basically tackled the dude. And while the dude, you know, after he tackled it, I don't know how he managed to get the gun back in his hand, but he pointed it at himself and shot himself.
Mm.
I'm just like, oh, my God. So you went to this girl's concert to shoot her, basically. He didn't shoot nobody else. He didn't just start, you know, just opening fire. He literally shot her. So now they're trying to determine how or if they even knew each other or what the case might have even been. The guy was 27 years old. Should I put his name out there, child? Should I give him that satisfaction? I'm asking you.
Go ahead. I would.
His name was Kevin James Loibel. L-O-I-B-L. Okay, yeah, Loibel, I think that's how you pronounce it. But of St. Petersburg, Florida, bless her heart. I don't know how she would know him, but, you know, she's not from Florida, but she just happens to be in Miami doing a concert. And it's like, you know, that kind of stuff you just don't expect to happen. She was only 22 years old, bless her heart.
Mm-mm-mm.
22 years old, you know, just starting to get her fame from, you know, being a contestant on The Voice. She came up in third place on that season, bless her heart. And she was on Team Adam, yes. I can only imagine that, you know, yes, the next season they may actually talk about it, you know, but I'm sure they're going to be talking about it in the news, of course, for a minute.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's sad. It sucks. It's a bad situation. You don't, you know, anticipate stuff like that happening. It's just, yeah, bless her heart.
That's really sad. It's really sad.
I'm like, when I first saw it, I'm like, okay, now I'm looking at The Voice, and the voice singer, I'm like, wait, a voice singer got shot? Who? Oh, my God. Bless her heart. Oh, and I'm like, again, I don't really know her, because I didn't watch their season. So I didn't get an emotional attachment with her. But if it had been somebody that I was really there and watched go through it, yeah, I would be feeling a little bit more, you know, about it. Even though I feel bad for her and her family now. You know, but it's like, I'm just thinking to her, yes, I can only imagine how those people that actually knew her as a singer would be feeling right now. But I don't really know her like that, but bless her heart. And y'all are like, I don't know anything about her voice. Yes, ma'am, child. That's what happens on a weekend, child. And I'm like, yes, it's been a crazy weekend. Mm-hmm. And speaking of crazy weekends, let me get a little bit more lighter, child, because I want to talk about the events that we actually went through, child. Yes, ma'am. We actually went to attend Justin J's and Adrian's main event, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And, honey, I must say, child, to say that it was just the two of them putting on this event, they did well, I would say, because, you know, it was, to me, I would consider it a last-minute thing because, you know, when this kind of stuff goes on, you know, generally people take the year to plan exactly what it is that they're going to do. They didn't actually start this until March, so it's only been 3 months, and they pulled this together, child. So I'm like, you know what? Kudos to Justin J. and Adrian.
Yep, pretty damn good for 3 months preparations.
Pretty damn good.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. They had some other people come through, yes, like Mr. Jacob Kahinor. If y'all don't know him, he's another YouTuber. Y'all should know him by now. I'm like, yeah. But, yeah. They came through, child, taking pictures and things. Y'all might see some of us in the pictures with them on Facebook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God, Jacob Kahinor, child, I must say. Now, dude, we already knew that you were cute, you know. We knew you were cute. You know, we knew you had a nice little body on you, but damn, I did not know you were that damn tall. I did not know this, because looking at you on YouTube, when you see people that's built like that, you always assume that they're just short, because most of the time that's what they are. They're short and stocky built like they built. But this dude is tall. He's almost my height, but not quite. No, I still got you by a couple of inches, but damn.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting. Truly wasn't. I was not. Was y'all?
I wasn't expecting it. He looks shorter on camera than what he does in real life. I guess it's because of the angles of the camera and whatnot, the way the setup is with his cameras and whatnot. And he's actually better looking in person, if that could even be possible.
Yes, indeed, sir. It's always possible. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's always possible, and I know, Joe. Yes, it would have been even better if he was, you know, shirtless or you know whatever. But that's neither here nor there. Yes.
Here you go. Here you go.
Neither here nor there, but yes, but that's how we do it. But the festivities were cute. Adrian actually was doing a song. There was also this guy, which I'm not even sure where this guy is from, but if he's from out of town or if he was from a local place, but I think he said he's from New York. And what?
Florida girl, Tavana Holton, committed suicide.
Why does this thing start playing every time you try to click? I don't be wanting y'all to start talking. I just want to pull up the thing. I don't even want to click on you, but you just go with it. Yeah, see? Anyhow, you know, back to what I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted by my damn computer. Yeah. Rudy. What was I saying? Yeah, festivities. The guy, his name was something Twister with an X. What was his name again? The rapper? Well, I can't ask. Asleep, child. She was not being a
Twister with an X.
Twister with an X.
Yes.
And I'm guessing there was some legal issues that made him have to put that X up there, but okay.
Yes, that's what he said. It was legal issues.
Yes, indeed. So he had to change.
Because
there was already
else?
Somebody
yeah,
named
Twister.
Yes, he's a rapper too, so you knew that. He was there first. Okay.
Yes,
but bless his heart. But he did his thing, child. I'm like, all right, you go, little youngster. Do your thing, do your thing. That's how you do it, child. And, of course, Miss Adrian and Justin J. Shot their live shade. Yes, honey. Now, you know you got to be some shady people, child, when you have so much shade that it gets all on you and the people around you, child. And it's like even the host was shading each other, child. I'm like, okay, this is just a messy, shaded bunch. You know? You know, and I'm inside, even with the venue itself. Now I'm like, okay, what is it called? Level 5 in Buckhead.
Yeah. Very nice. Yes.
It was cute on the inside, Chad. I'm like, and I was thinking to myself, it's kind of dark in there, but Chad, it got even darker.
Well, it was next door.
Hey.
It was next door to Derek J's hair salon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh, see, and which I'm like, what Chad here? Where was the hair salon? Because I.
Probably upstairs, you know what, those people kept walking down. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. I didn't know that, but child, I was thinking, child, it was...
So, we're going to digress from talking about the outside of it, okay?
See? The outside of it, you know you got to be nice on the inside of places, child, in Atlanta. You go to the outside of places, child, it's like, yeah, you can't judge by that. I thought it was that place that Candy had her wedding at, but I'm guessing it wasn't because this place don't look like it was big enough to hold that event that she had, but the outside of it kind of reminded me of that, child, and if y'all remember the outside of that place, child, it was not, you know, the nicest looking place because it's like in Atlanta, child, you got a lot of, you know, warehouse looking places, but they do up the inside to actually be nice, but the outside can throw you for a loop if you're not used to seeing that in Atlanta, but yeah. So you can't really say, well, it's like this, it's like that, until you get on the inside. And this particular place, they had it, you know, done up really nicely, I will say. Y'all did it nicely. It was not one of those little, it didn't look like it was a throw-together event, even though it seemed like it was a throw-together event because it was so last minute. Bless y'all hearts, Justin and Adrian, but y'all did that. I say kudos to y'all and the food. The food itself, child, yes, it tasted, I'm going to say good. Now, you know, I'm not one for, you know, pork and beef, but, you know, they had meatballs and they had shrimp and grits that had bacon in it. So I'm like, you know what, I just had to pick the bacon out, but I was going to taste the shrimp and grits, and it was really good. Didn't have the meatballs, but they had something that I have never had as a combo before, even though I am in Atlanta. Yes, I am. I've never had chicken and waffles before because that's not just something we do in New Orleans. You know, we just don't do that. But since it was there, I'm like, let me go on and experience what people be talking about. And I was like, you know what? Okay, I can get that. I can get it now. You know, I can understand it. Still probably wouldn't just go out and run and buy it, but, you know, I was like, okay, it's not a bad combination. I'm just like, it just never made sense, but who actually thought to put it together? Do y'all know where they even originated from?
Decatur, probably. Decatur, Georgia, probably.
I was thinking California. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, wow.
Because that just seemed like a southern thing to me to put fried chicken and waffles together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if y'all talking about some good old ham and croquettes and, you know, pancakes or something like that, child, then that I could do. I could do that. That's a country. But, child, chicken and waffles, never really thought about that. Until I started hearing about it on TV, and that happens to be on a show, I think a movie that was in, I believe I first heard it was in California somewhere, but then I heard it again on Beth's show, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Or something.
Right.
No, that was actually on, what was that place? What your name is, Five Heartbeats, I think they had Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles or something like that.
They also had an Baps, too.
Okay. So I'm like, yeah, that's what I know about. But it's like, yes, Chicken and Waffles was like, okay, I got it. Yeah, okay, understood. But what was y'all favorite part of the event?
The reading.
Oh,
the alcohol.
The shade.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shade, the reading, the drinks. The drinks were phenomenal. And the heart-to-heart, questions and, advice for the youngsters and whatnot. And, yeah.
Yeah. They did their thing, child. Yeah, the question and answer, child. And I was like, one of the things that Miss Kiki was asking about, child, they actually kind of somewhat addressed it, but not really got into details because there was no details, I guess. But Funky Dineva, child, everybody was thinking that she should have been there. I'm going to just throw it out there, child. You know what? Because that's what they did. They threw it out there. Yes, Evan should have been there. And Justin J. did say, yes, I will be reading that bitch when I do actually, you know, get my roast on, so she just needs to be prepared. That's her girl. But yes, bitch, you should have been there. So I'm like, yes, indeed. I can't wait to see that video and see it with a turnout from that. It's going to be a shout. And I still have to say to those people that they kept saying was like basically doubting that they would be able to put an event together in Atlanta. I'm like, do they not know how Atlanta people do, child? We don't take sides and stuff like that, child. All we know is when somebody's doing something, child, it is one of the people that we want to see. May not be the convenient thing to do, but we're going to try our best to support when we can. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to talk about somewhere, child, just because everybody else going to do this on that day, child. And we don't know the semantics behind what happened. We don't know a whole falling out, even though I've heard that some people did videos about it. But, you know, I'm not that much into the bullshit of, you know, YouTube. I like to watch YouTube for some good short stories, short movies, movies, people singing, you know, people giving some inspiration. You know, I'm not into the foolishness that may come along with it as far as the aid and throwing, you know, people's names out there talking bad about people. I'm like, really, people? Y'all going to waste your time to do a whole video about talking bad about somebody, really? Save that little energy on recording time and just basically, you know, did something else, you know? Like, for real. Why waste just your credits and your moments, for real? It's like, it's not worth it.
Get your life.
Sorry?
Get your life.
Get it. Thank you. But they went through all of whatever they went through, and they were saying that they were supposed to be everybody all together at what they call, what are they calling their YouTube event in July?
The main event. Oh, the one in July is the Blackout.
The Blackout, thank you. Okay, yes. So the Blackout was where everybody was supposed to be there, including Justin J. and Adrian and everybody else. And I'm sure that some of those other folks are going to still be there because it's still what they have to do to appease to their fans also, so bless their hearts. But at the same time, you know, when one person feels like, okay, you know what, things are just not going the way that I see them, myself, let me do something on my own, and you put together an event, people are going to support you, especially if they are truly your fans. So, you know, why they doubted that is not, you know, it's just not registering to me. I don't understand. You know, I don't know the whole scope of what actually happened, but I do know this. You know, Justin Day is cool with me. I ain't never had no issue with him, child, you know, because he don't know me like that, and I don't know him. So, you know, I like watching his videos because he do be reading people a lot. He does, you know. But a lot of stuff he be saying is kind of poignant. What y'all think?
So, the person you were mentioning, what was the name again?
Justin Jay.
Yeah, I think he's on point for the most part, but I just think he's hilarious. He's a fast talker. So I don't really get, you know, it takes me a minute to digest you know, a lot of things. So for the most part, I just think he's hilarious, and you know, very, very likable.
Yeah.
Well, y'all know I love him, so that's why I was here. Another reason I was here.
Yes.
For him, and I think he is misunderstood by a lot. I think he was misunderstood by a lot of people, but I think he is very. When he touches on a point, he touches on a point that he's passionate about. So I think that's what people mislead his way of speaking, of being kind of harsh sometimes. But he speaks on what he's passionate about, and that's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, Raj.
Yeah, and y'all know I have that in common with him, because I'm like, if when I get to talking, I know. A lot of people say I be yelling, and why are you talking so loud, or why are you screaming? But it's just like I be getting into what I'm actually saying. So I don't be meaning to be coming across as yelling and doing like or whatever, but you know what? I'm from New Orleans, and a lot of people are from New Orleans, and they still ain't used to that either, Miss Mahogany. But but it's all in love, because, like I said, it's like when I get into talking, child, I don't be knowing how loud my voice is. It just grows like that. It just gets to be boomy. I don't know. But, hey, it's what I gotten used to in my life. So I'm like, I understand that, Justin. It's like you get so wrapped up, and so, you just start speaking it. So, yeah, you got to just let it out, and however it come out, it comes out. You know, if it hits somebody, hey, oops. That's all you can say, child, oops. Your feelings got hurt. The truth does that sometimes. It hurts, don't it? Yes, ma'am. Mm. Yes. But anyhow, child, now I come across something else on Facebook, child, where it's like, you know what? I don't understand it. I don't get it. But you know what? I'm looking at this right now, child. A teenager, a young black teenager, apparently. Basically, somebody, I guess, got a hold of her phone. And it's really ridiculous, because she's only 15 years old, child. She's 15 years old, and apparently on Snapchat, child, somebody had been videotaping her in the shower. One of her so-called, quote-unquote, friends videotaped her in the shower and posted it to Snapchat. And in lieu
13.
Of this...
13.
Well, what I'm saying is it's 15, but...
Oh, 15?
Yeah.
Still and all, this is ridiculous.
15 years old, child. She's basically one of her friends, like I said, quote unquote, videotaped her in the shower and posted it on Snapchat. And in lieu of this happening, the little girl decided to kill herself. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, and it's, I'm going to say about this. A, it's fucked up that you're going to do something like that and you're somebody's friend. You're supposed to be somebody's friend, and you would actually do that kind of bullshit to them like that. You know, what kind of friend is that? And now this little girl went and killed herself.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, and see, and that was another thing I was going to talk about, too, because I'm like thinking to myself, okay, you killed yourself. Like, girl, really? And it was because I first, you know, the first post is basically teen commits suicide after classmate shares new Snapchat video. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, did she do the video her damn self or what? Because I'm like, if you did the video, I'm like, oh, damn. But no, she didn't. She was videotaped while taking a shower. But, you know, I'm like, suicide to me is never the answer. Bless her heart. Bless her mama's heart. Because it's her mama that's basically, I guess, that they were talking to. But it's like the girl's name was Savannah Teemers. Bless her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever this friend is, child, they need to throw her face all over the place, child. Whoever the hell she is. Her mama used to go down there and talk to that little girl's mama and post her face every which way but loose and say what happened, because this is just retarded.
So sad.
I'm like, child, it's like, okay. Then in the why would you even do something like that, though? It's like, why would you videotape somebody, especially a little teenager, for real? What would it be in your mind? And see, and this is another reason why a lot of times I feel like young kids and teenagers, some of them should not be on this social media stuff. Because of stuff like this. You know,
so
Snapchat
true.
And Instagrams and all of that other kind of stuff and people doing all of this too much stuff, you know?
So
yes, I agree. I totally agree.
It's like, it's not for kids like that to me. It's like, if you are not an adult to be able to handle it, why is like, y'all should really not be on it. I mean, I understand children want to have their friends and stuff like that, but y'all go back to the old way of doing it. Go outside. Hang with them. Call them on the phone. You know, Snapchatting and all that other kind of stuff, child. It's like, really? Y'all don't need it. Y'all don't even know what to do with it. And then stuff like this happens. It's like, wow. It sucks.
Too much.
It really does.
Toomuch.com, for real. It's just so sad.
DTM to the max.
And I feel like it's not gonna end anytime soon, because kids are cruel, and they have an easier way to be bullies. You know, they have an easier way to be bullies. And
hard aspect of being able to bully, sir.
You know, and it's like, it is really sad. It's a really sad day in this era we live in.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. And that's why I'm like, you know what, it just becomes one of those things. Like I said, it's like, when do people really start using common sense at some point? It's like, I'm like this, you know, it didn't take much for me to just realize some shit I should just not do, you know? But these kids nowadays, child, it's like they have most of which they just have no boundaries. They have absolutely no boundaries, and they just do any and everything for whatever reason, you know?
Yep.
It's like, I don't understand when did that actually even start? Because for me, again, it was never a thing that I knew that I should not be going around, you know, just taking all kinds of photos of myself around other people, child, and then it's like, okay, wonder how I get on the internet, you know?
Right. What happened?
It's like,
what happened?
I don't know how they got it. It's because you took the damn picture, bitch, and you left your phone some goddamn where. Unlocked.
What happened?
You know, it's not for children to be doing that stuff. Why do you even have those kind of photos? Sometimes that I be thinking, but you have those kind of photos, and then it's like you'd be embarrassed for people to see them. Why even take the picture? You know, why are you taking a picture if you don't want nobody to see it? That's what I don't understand. You can see the same thing that you just took on that picture, just looking in the goddamn mirror. So again, why did you take the picture? You know, I've always believed that pictures were meant to be shared, you know, so people can see them. That's what I was always, you know, raised to believe. But that, you know, that's me. You know, I don't expect people to have my common sense. I don't expect people to have common sense, period. But, you know, it would just be nice if they did. But, hey.
It would be nice if they did. I mean, you could just, it just makes you want to slap the shit out of them. Really. And then go slap the shit out of their parents. Because I'm like, okay, somebody at fault here. So
okay.
What are y'all going to holler out? And then they're going to know the truth.
Okay. Exactly. Whoever needs to be hit, raise your hand.
You know, it's like, I mean, really, it's like nobody's taking responsibility for their actions. Nobody's taking responsibility for anything. You know, nobody's at fault for anything anymore. You know, everybody is just, you know, oh, that ain't my problem, that ain't my problem, or no, that was them, it wasn't me, No, it was one of y'all motherfuckers. I'm so sick of it.
There's no responsibility being taken, child, and then they're just out there doing whatever the hell, and then it's like, okay, now for this little girl that went and killed herself, child, now the question is going to be, what's going to happen for that? Because the little girl, whoever the child was that actually videotaped her, they still haven't said who it was yet. And my thought is, like, okay, when they do find out, or if it haven't already, when they do find out, what are they going to do? You know?
Well, I think what happened was the little girl was involved. I think the little girl was involved with the video of her. Because I think the way that it happened was when it got leaked, she wasn't expecting it, but she knew she was being videotaped. That's the whole issue. But bullying is what they're making this whole issue out of. Because, you know, they're like,
that was supposed to be your friend, though. How is that a bully tactic?
Because she didn't kill herself because a friend did it. She killed herself because she was being teased and bullied at school about it.
Oh.
Yes.
See, that's not even, that's to me not even bullying. That's basically being embarrassed. That's a difference.
Right.
And that's how I took it. That's how I took
it.
I didn't take it as to where she killed herself because of, you know, what, I took it a whole different way than what it sounded at first. You know, because I didn't really know about the story or what have you. But yeah, I figured she was just like, you know, humiliated, and went and did that. Yeah.
My thing is, don't call it something that's not. To me, there's a big difference between bullying and being embarrassed. And I get that. My thing is again, if you basically knew that you were being, why would you even? It's like, that's why I said it's all about that two sides to this whole thing also. It's one side that somebody that's calling yourself your friend videotaping you, especially because the way it was making it seem to begin with was that she didn't realize it was happening, and then it just wound up being posted on Snapchat by the friend, and she didn't know it was going to happen. And I'm like, okay, that's your friend, though. That's when you called your friend. But at the same time, if you knew you were being videotaped, I'm like, why were you doing this? Why?
Well,
it
doesn't make much sense.
Girl.
Now it doesn't make much sense.
Huh?
You know what I mean? It doesn't make much sense now.
Not at all. And then you're a 15-year-old girl. Like I said, if you see the pictures that they were showing of the little girl, child, face made up like child, almost done professionally, because you know, all these YouTubers, yes, that be doing these tutorials, I'm sure she learned some things for damn self. And she looks almost like a grown young lady, but I'm like, she's only 15 years old. It's like, y'all doing too much. Y'all are doing entirely too much. And this is
too
the kind
much.
Of stuff that can happen because of y'all doing too much. You're a 15-year-old little girl. Be 15, honey. Don't be 30, because you're not 30. And you videotaping or being videotaped, and you know you're being videotaped, and you're in the damn shower. You should have punched the shit out of that doggone person who videotaped it and then deleted it. But you didn't. So it's like, it's a whole bunch.
Well, I think it was more of her being told to certain people that she didn't want to be told, and as far as people talking about her, I think she wasn't expecting it to be what she thought those pictures were going
to
be.
What it blew up to be.